Welcome to the 365 Message Center show, where we are recording from Microsoft headquarters. And you might see the Microsoft sign behind us. We're excitedly going through the Message Center as the messages land in the very place that they were written about. Yeah, so we're covering, I don't think we're going to do headlines so much. We're going to just get straight into it because it's really cool. But notice there isn't a dividing line between Daniel and I.
Maybe we can do like mimic, like.
Yeah.
No, we're here live together in the same place. Not pretend, no digital effects, live together. This is amazing. Thanks for coming to my hemisphere and my weather. It's a little bit chilly.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I left summer to come down, up here.
Yes.
But, it's great. It's been at least 4 years since Daniel and I have connected in person, so this is cool. Absolutely. I remember the episode we recorded at, in the Hyatt once, and it was in the foyer.
Indeed, yeah. That was fun.
Yeah.
But this is great. Love it. New technology even, but love being in person so we can actually, you know, duke it out when we disagree on things. That's not what we do.
Well, it does mean that when I do play up, you can actually hit me.
Nice. Mm. Hey, everyone, make sure you hit us up on all the socials at 365MCS and make sure you subscribe to this video. And if you're listening to the audio podcast and you're not subscribed to the actual audio podcast itself, make sure you do that as well. Give us a thumbs up so everybody can find this video. How about we just jump into it?
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's get loopy, Daryl.
Well, we should. We should, because it's an exciting update. Something you've all been asking for, if you follow and you're early adopters of Loop, we have guest sharing coming. And it is expected to land in April. What is guest sharing? It was announced at Ignite last year, and it is all about being able to invite people outside of your organization into your workspaces. But here's a surprising thing, Daniel. I thought, okay, great, workspaces, but this message also says you can invite them into pages and components.
That is surprising.
Yeah.
Because that's not what I expected.
Right. Quite granular.
So when we're talking about... Can you give us like the 15-second difference between workspace and what you, when we talk about pages or, you know, what does that mean? Because it is different and then there is granularity.
Yeah,
there.
A workspace is a collection of pages and you invite people into it. You're sharing the whole container, so to speak. Yeah. Pages, of course, that's the smaller unit. And so you're just sharing one page and what you might want people to see.
Yeah.
But components, this is the curious part for me, that components are also used within Outlook, within Teams meetings.
I use them all the time. The meeting notes, the collaborative notes. I mean, that's a component. That's a Loop component. And so we're saying we can do guest sharing now?
I'm wondering if this is the first step towards it. Will we be able to share collaborative notes with guests in our meetings?
Can I just be real with you for a second?
Sure.
I have relied on the fact that that's not possible, because then I can take notes. If I'm having meetings with guests, they can't see what I'm doing, and I know that, so I can actually, you know, get real with my notes instead of having to be very kind of filtered a little bit. I don't think I'm the only one. I've had this conversation with others, and they do the same. So this is one thing that we have to keep on top of, because what if when you invite guests to that and you fire that up, then it automatically gives them access all of a sudden, and now, you know, we have to change the way we work if we're using those collaborative notes.
Yeah.
But I like this broad kind of swipe of, let's get guests going with all of these things.
Yeah. That's interesting. It's going to take an invite process.
Yeah.
So I don't expect that it will automatically make your collaborative notes available to the guests in your meeting.
Okay.
But, you know, we're making assumptions here, and you know what assumptions are.
Yes, we do.
Yep. So, yeah, it's a big deal. It is making use of B2B guest sharing. There is a proviso, one thing that if you are an organization using sensitivity labels, this capability will come later. So it's only if you're an organization not using sensitivity labels you'll be able to use guest sharing to start with?
Well, the question I think is using or have them? I think...
Have them.
Yes. Have it's them. A signal is if you've created them, even if you just created them to test, like just to see how good to point. Go about it, it still won't come to you. It's not that it won't come to you ever. It's just right now, it's not going to be there.
Yeah. Good point. Good point. So yeah, look out for that coming in late April. And yeah, do check out the message. It's another good example of a message where there is additional information to look into and to check things out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So next up, Daniel.
Yes.
Some changes around OneDrive.
Absolutely. This is Microsoft OneDrive for the web. Create with templates, MC729718. And as the message says right there, they're kind of refreshing that creation experience so that when you do click that add new button, you'll be able to create a blank file or choose from templates. And this is all about giving you a good start when you're creating content, rather than having to start blank and then go through those experiences. Now, the way I do it now is I create new, open it up, and then you can apply formatting or do templates if you can apply some of that functionality to that file you just created. But yeah, being able to get a jump start on it, I think, is great. We do have a screenshot in the message, so kudos to the OneDrive team for providing that, of how that experience is going to look. We can now, I will say this, I mean, it definitely is a user impact, because before new Go, you know, it was like, give me a Word document, let's start creating. Yeah. Now it's, I'm, you know, choosing whether I want to use a template or not. And so it is a bit of an impact. This is definitely one that you're going to have to share with your users to tell them. When you open up OneDrive, when you click that new button in OneDrive to create content, hey, you're going to be able to choose these templates, which is amazing functionality, but it is another step, another thing that they're going to be aware of. It will be in their face, and so communicate it, right?
Yeah.
Make that available.
Did you see the note there on the organizational assets library that your org templates will be available in this space?
Which is amazing. I love using org templates to, it's not just consistency for me, it's also easy. You know, oh, my org wants me to, you know, they provided these templates, great. I don't have to go search for them. I don't have to, they're right there for me when I'm creating that.
Yep.
Love it.
Yep.
Absolutely love it. So there are some, again, nice screenshots here talking about how this is how you walk through, how it's going to function. I love it. You know, what action, what do you need to prepare? Of course, there's no action
no that action.
You need to, we know that's not true, right, people? So this is rolling out for targeted release early March. So already-ish?
Yeah.
Is that what we say? Already-ish?
Clearly.
Early March, completed by late March. And then general availability worldwide. We talked about this last time. We should have something like worldwide late March through mid-April. So I am excited about that. And I think that I'd like to see how people start using this in conjunction with their org assets and their org templates. So I think that'll be awesome.
Yeah.
What do we have next, Daryl?
It looks like it's Microsoft SharePoint e-signatures.
Mm.
Yeah, which I wasn't expecting this. I know that there are third-party products like DocuSign and the Adobe product. I should know this, but Adobe Sign, that'll do.
Mm-hmm.
But Microsoft SharePoint e-signatures are... is this something that's brand new?
Yeah, it was announced that... It was announced that Microsoft will be doing this.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a complex flow that you can get with some of those third parties. However, it does give you that capability and approvals.
Yeah. Right. So Microsoft SharePoint e-signatures, creators and recipients can view, track, sign requests in the approvals app in Teams.
Take a breath. That was pretty long.
I know. And, you know, I have a cold, so yeah. I've really got out of breath. This is MC729720. So it is a short message, though. They assume a lot that does this work? Doesn't really say. There is a link at the bottom to set up SharePoint e-signatures and to go through a Microsoft Syntex article about that and learn. Mm-hmm. It is about trying to track signatures, track approvals. Mm-hmm. It's more than just ticking a box, but if we're expecting e-signatures, I would expect to see somewhere to store my signature, like a physical, a digital version of my sign. Yeah. Or do you think it's going to be like, here's that suggested signature and that time stamp crazy code thing that's at the bottom that
is unique? I don't know the answer to that. Mm. We already can store a signature like in Word and everything now. So I would not be surprised if that part was in there, but I just don't know the answer to that.
Yeah.
But I will say one thing we have to note, and you probably were already going to address this, but it's that first note at the top, which is it's only usable by those in the U.S. at this time.
That means I can use it while I'm here.
Right. I don't think that's how that works.
No, my tenant's still based in Australia.
You didn't move it with you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't pack up that server?
No.
Oh, man.
So, generally available worldwide beginning mid-May 2024. Mm. Expect to be complete mid-June 2024.
Indeed.
Next up, something about Teams.
But do we really want to do Teams? Okay, that's fine. I don't know. Is this one of those episodes where we go, hey, this episode's brought to you by Teams? Maybe so. Microsoft Teams attach recent and relevant files more quickly to chats and channel posts. This is MC734297. So how many times have you been in Teams, you're chatting, you're creating a post or a reply to a post and you want to attach a file, and then you have to go through the process of finding that file. Is it, am I uploading the file? I got to find it in a team, whatever that is. So this is more about bringing a better experience about when we do that. So it kind of is focused on two things. One is recent documents. So things you've been working on, it'll highlight, bring those in that listing so you can quickly point to it. And then the second thing is if you're talking about a document, it's going to make, honestly, I don't know how they're going to do this under the covers, so maybe I need to go into that building right there.
And ask about
it. And ask them.
Yeah.
But it's going to look at the context of what you're saying, maybe in the chats that you've had right before this, and go, oh, maybe this is the file you're looking for, because it is something that was kind of mentioned in the chat before. It's pretty slick. There's, the first thing I did when I was looking at this was... Okay, where's Copilot?
There is no Copilot as part of this process.
But that's the first thing I looked at, right? Because Microsoft, seems to be pretty big on this thing called Copilot. I don't know what it is. I've never heard of it. That was a joke. Being able to do this without having to pay for premium kind of functionality is pretty slick.
The example they have in the message and the picture is a bit on the nose. It's literally the name of the document, right. Attach Vision Doc. So I'd be interested to see what the sensitivity of words are to suggest documents that might be related to your conversation.
Yeah, I agree with that. But one thing I do want to call out, props to the message creator here. They used some highlights in that a screenshot to say, hey, we're talking about this, which is the comment, in the chat, and pointing over to the file, showing up. Props. We love that. We some inside knowledge here. We actually just met with the Message Center team, and that was actually one of our feedbacks. So they did it in 45 minutes. They went in.
No, well, you see, this message was published on the 12th of March, so...
Come on.
It was 2 days ago. It's like they knew it was coming.
They knew we wanted it.
Yeah.
No. So I'm really excited about this. Again, obviously, without premium, it's going to be available for everybody. I love it.
There's some limitations here about the rollout. Is. Does not apply to Teams Mobile.
Yeah.
So you're not going to see the same... suggestions in Teams Mobile, private channels in Teams, and maybe it's using a service where it has to have certain permissions. I don't know. I mean, yeah, it should be used in your context. And files will be limited to formats that use more often in Teams, such as Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Visio,
okay,
and PDF.
Okay. Can we just call that out as maybe that
a softball?
Well, I don't think it's true. I don't know. I just feel like it's, well, yeah, it's Office files. Can we just say that? Like, they're making this available for Office files and PDFs, which, you know, we all know is a greater integration with Word anyway.
Yep.
So I think it's a little bit, I don't, disingenuous may be too harsh of a term or a way to describe this, but to say, oh, well, people commonly use these file types. Yes, they do, but I mean, there's other file types too in the world.
It means that it's not getting the cue from the name of the document itself. It's probably reading inside the file.
And if so, then hey, even better, right? Mm. I'm cool with that. So this is a targeted release mid-February, and the reason why it's mid-February, if you look right above, they did call out suggested files. It is a concept that they did talk about previously in a different way, but in a little bit of a different way in just chats. So they're flighting this already, and late March is when they will be completed with targeted release. And then general availability for worldwide and GCC, GCC High, and DoD will be mid-April through early May. So I'm excited to be, you know, I think I haven't used that functionality at all, and I probably have it already. So I'm going to dive in, and you should too. Everyone out there, go ahead and see if you have it and start playing with it. Let's move on, Daryl. I want you to talk about Viva, something. Pick one.
I will. There's one.
Okay.
Viva Connections app. Search your intranet in Microsoft Teams on iOS and Android tablets. EMC732104. It sounds like it's announcing some existing technology, and yes, you can be forgiven for thinking that because it truly is the case. This is more about bringing Viva Connections as an app into tablet experiences.
Yeah.
Android and iPad OS. I'm a stickler, right? It's iOS. It's iPad OS.
Yeah.
Anyway, the things that it's talking about, being able to search your intranet, being able to use your intranet, those are all Viva Connections capabilities. The big deal here is that if you are using tablets, then you can use this experience on a larger screen format that is not a laptop or one of those ginormous phones with a big screen.
Yeah. Ginormous phones.
That's right. They're like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that how you used to carry your boombox as well? On your shoulder? Oh, it was more like, okay, yeah. I got you.
They have included an image so we know what we're expecting to see. You can see a couple of examples of the dashboard, what that looks like on a tablet. You can go through to search, and that bumps out a search pane where you can use that to look for certain things. And it doesn't look too much different from the Teams search, to be honest, looking at that panel. What do you think?
Nope, I agree with you.
Yeah. So is it Viva Connections search, or is it just that you can launch Teams search from Viva Connections?
Or is it bringing it together? No, that would be, yeah.
There are search suggestions. So you start to type a word, it's going to make a suggestion for things within Viva Connections. And search results. Actually, that's nice. So when you are on a tablet, you're getting larger screen with more details for your search.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. That is rolling out. When is it available? Worldwide will begin rolling out early April 2024. Expect to be complete mid-April
2024.
Indeed. Lastly, it's another Viva product.
Okay. You want me to do it?
Go ahead.
Okay. Microsoft Viva Engage Navigation Enhancements, MC732105. So this one is a bit of a revamp. I think it's good because It's bringing some consistency along, but it's also kind of making things that I believe are, you know, more popular or are being used more in and making it prominent, more prominent and accessible. So this, and what's nice, again, is we have screenshots. We have before, or actually they do the new and then the previous. I'm not sure. Can we take an aside here? Which should it be first in a message? The previous, the way it looks, and then the new, or the other way around? What do you think?
If you're trying to let people know what the change is, you'd start with new.
Okay.
But
I disagree with you.
Okay. We were talking about...
Oh, we got to duke it out. Right. But we have great screenshots. Kudos. As well
great
as...
Great screenshots.
Great screenshots.
These are some of the best we've seen.
Yes. With the whole highlights and not just... It's amazing. Not just highlights, but color-coded so you can match the previous with the new. Even though they're in the wrong order. You want previous and then new. My opinion. Mm. So being able to, again, looking at this, bringing it kind of in one area, you can see how the navigation before, some of it was in the middle, some of it was on the side, bringing that all over onto the left-hand side. You know, I think that's also consistent with the way we're navigating on the web as well. You know, and everyone that watches the show or has been watching the show for a while knows consistency is a big deal for me.
It's our mantra.
Yes. So I want things to be consistent, and I want things to be easy but consistent. So I'm hoping that, you know, this brings even more consistency with the product as well. But I'm loving the callouts. I'm loving the colors, the color coding. It is fantastic. But again, there is no action needed. We know there is action needed. This is a UI change for your users. This is something that will impact them. So you need to get on this to talk about, hey, a revamp is coming, and here's where things are going to be. Mm. I think users will get used to it easy. But again, you got to put it in front of them so that they know it's coming out. Do you agree with that?
I do. I do.
Okay. Good. And then we don't have to fight so much.
No.
So when this will happen, general availability worldwide, just one release cycle, is mid-March. So
tomorrow.
Now-ish, we're calling
tomorrow.
It. Yeah. Expecting to be complete by late March. So soon-ish.
I'm going to look for it tomorrow if it doesn't turn up. Although it starts rolling out. Again, I'm in Australia. Some of these things land in the US first. It doesn't mean it's going to land first for me while I'm here.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Just because you came and visited the campus doesn't mean they're going to give you the features first.
Look, I came here so I could get these updates faster.
Well, you should have brought your environment with you, the whole data center with you. But anyway, we have had a great time while here on campus.
Yeah.
Learning all sorts of things. In fact, we're about to tell you all of this stuff that we've been told under NDA. Oh, we're not? Oh. Okay, we're not going to do that. Maybe then we'll save that for another episode. Or maybe not.
No, don't announce. No, don't announce. NDA.
Right, no, don't announce. We are, or maybe, you know, I thought about maybe we could do one of those blooper things where we say, and we're talking about, and it has the block over our lips.
Beep, beep.
We
could, but yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's just safest to not say it.
Yeah.
But it has been amazing to connect with the product groups that are making the software. The sessions that, and I'm not talking about the content, but the way that they're run, they would present what's coming, but they would also spend time taking feedback about what they've shown us. And I like seeing that consistency across all the product groups.
Absolutely. You know, and that's great feedback.
Yeah.
We've heard that's great feedback. So much this week. Yeah. But no, it's been great connecting with other people in the community and hearing about how change impacts them and collaborating. So, we'll be bringing some of those stories along with us when it drops in the Message Center. We can give some more color commentary to that. So we're looking forward to that. It has been great hanging out with you in person. We need to do this again in 4.5 years.
4.5 years?
It's been a while.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, everyone, for being a part of what we do. It is amazing. Would love to see your comments about what we've talked about today. So leave them down below in the comment section, or, you know, hit us up again on the socials. What is our social handle there,
Darryl? 365MCS.
We keep it simple, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's amazing. So until next time, bye for now.
Bye for now.